I'm Walt Lindelof with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Amy Haryu, the organizer of the upcoming Run for Life event in Marquette. Also in the studio was Michelle Grunert, who's a committee member with the effort. We found out more about what's going on, how you can sign up, and what it's all about. Here's more with Michelle Grunert and Amy Haryu.
This is our sixth annual Run for Life, which will be held on June 10th. And again, this year we have a 10K, 5K, 5K walk, and the kids run. So our race time is 9 a.m. and kids start is 10:30. And we just really want to get a lot of people out there to promote organ donation. It's all about health, fitness, and just get involved.
Yeah, let's tell them a little bit about what this is as the Run for Life. What is the real underlying reason for it to happen?
The Run for Life is all about promoting organ donation and just getting the education out there on the importance of it. You know, I think a lot of times when you, the more you get involved, the more you understand, you're more apt to participate.
Sure, when you know what's going on with it. And one of the things that's a little bit different this year is you're looking for getting some young folks involved with it that are helping out. And that's why Michelle Grunert, also in the studio with us this morning, she's a committee member, but there's a tie-in to something that you've been doing, the For Cody effort. Tell us what's going on with this effort.
That's correct. You know, as she was saying, the importance of talking about organ donation, it's not an easy decision. You know, it's for any family or family member, it's not an easy decision. And Cody's family did decide to be an organ donor, have Cody be an organ donor. And he was able to give the gift of life to two people, an eight-year-old and a woman who was a mother and a wife, and then the gift of sight. So we're pretty proud to use the For Cody to kind of promote organ donation in his honor.
Pretty well-known effort, but for those that may not be familiar with the For Cody effort, mm-hmm. What's its story a little bit?
Yep, Cody. Cody in 2015 did die secondary to a traumatic brain injury when he wasn't wearing a helmet. So For Cody is the reminder to always wear your helmet. We use it, we advertise it, we put it out there in the public, so that when kids see it, you probably see it on helmets and t-shirts, and we're excited to have some fun For Cody things in the kids' race goodie bag. When they see For Cody, they think, wear your helmet for you every time.
That is good. And now, Amy, that's kind of the idea, is to get some of the younger people involved, that they want to find out, that they can find out more about organ donation, but just getting involved in the event to help out.
Absolutely. A lot of times what we've talked in starting the kids run is, you know, I'll never forget our second run and the Donate Life posters and a young kid looking over at his friend and saying, what's Donate Life? So while they might not understand while they're little, the more they're involved, the older they get, mm-hmm. as they, you know, go to get their driver's license, it might register that, sure. You know, I understand what this means.
Amy, it is happening on June 10th, Elwood Matson Lower Harbor Park. Now, it's called the Run for Life, but I think there's a few things to mention is that you don't necessarily have to run it to take part in it.
Absolutely. You can come on out and, you know, there is a 5K and a 10K and a 5K walk, but come out and walk the event. You can come down and just be a part of it at the Elwood Matson Lower Harbor Park and just cheer on the runners.
What's the time frame? You've got the event itself on the 10th. I also see from the flyer here that you have a bag pickup that you can do on Friday, and that's at the Ramada Inn. What's the schedule there?
Yes, bag pickup for those who are pre-registered will be at the Ramada Inn from 4 to 7 p.m., where you can also register, and we'll also have a silent auction, so which we have lots of good stuff, so that's another option. Even the morning of the run, we'll mm-hmm. have the silent auction going also.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the event, what time does it start? When's pre-registration? This is on Saturday the 10th.
Saturday the 10th, pre-registration is from 8 to 8:45 a.m. Race start is 9 a.m. and the kids start is 10:30 a.m.
Okay.
And also right prior to the 9 a.m. race start, we will do a commemorative balloon release.
Okay. So there's all kinds of things. I see also you got something about some registration giveaways, silent auctions, and a lot of other things going on.
Absolutely.
Now,
something for everyone.
That's kind of the thing where, Michelle, you come into the picture here with your involvement with this, but also through the For Cody program. And you're kind of saying, hey, get involved, right? What's the message you want to give folks with that?
Yeah, get involved with something that's important to you and that can give to others. Safety, health, all of that. We're just giving back.
Amy, what's the best way to get more information right now to get registered to find out and getting involved?
We have a Facebook event, UP Run for Life, 6th annual UP Run for Life, and our Facebook page is UP Run for Life, and you can also email uprunforlife@gmail.com.
That's the comments of Amy Haryu and Michelle Grunert with the annual Run for Life effort coming up on June 10th at Matson Lower Harbor Park in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.